Yes, we're back in the city. It's Monday morning. We had breakfast, and after breakfast he told me that he wanted to go for a walk. So naturally I started to put my shoes on. I thought he meant together, but he said he wanted to go alone. He was working on an idea for a film, mapping it out in his mind, as it were. I was a little hurt, to be honest. But I understand that the creative process is a very delicate dance. Ford is a genius. I'd seen all of his films before we'd ever even met, and I always found them searing, just searing and penetrating in a very powerful way. So I didn't want to question his process. It's very important that an artist be nurtured. So he went out, and I took a shower. This was about noon. It's 10:30 and I haven't heard from Ford. But I didn't worry. I was unfamiliar with his process and it seemed possible that he'd been out walking for 10.5 hours. So I tried to go to sleep. But I couldn't sleep. I tossed and turned. I had visions in my head of Ford in a hospital or dead in a ditch, the victim of veneering thugs. And then, of course, I started thinking. Nothing happened to him. He hates me. He's gone. We rushed into this and now he's left me. It's over. I did something wrong. I was too aggressive. Or maybe too passive aggressive. I went into a shame spiral. And I cried and I cursed and I prayed to God that this was a terrible dream and that any minute I'd wake up and Ford be lying next to me. And then the phone rang. Thank God. I looked at the clock. 6:15. It was Ford. I was so relieved. Ford, where are you? I tried to keep the panic out of my voice. I didn't want to seem for a minute the overbearing wife. He said he was fine. I just need some time, he said. I'm working on a film and I need some time. And then he hung up. And I haven't heard from him since.